Crime Prevention Ottawa's annual Paint It Up program is now accepting applications for mural projects in the summer. The program is now in its 12th year of operation and has involved over 2,700 youths in about 85 mural projects across the city. Crime Prevention Ottawa works with the city to fund these projects that enhance community beautification and youth involvement while reducing graffiti vandalism. The deadline to apply is April 23, 2021. Here is Nancy Worsfold, Executive Director of Crime Prevention Ottawa, on the Paint It Up program.
Community groups can apply for funds to put together arts projects over the summer. The projects usually are a partnership between an organization that has some expertise working with youth, an artist, and a property owner of some kind who is willing to have a mural on their property. We've had painted up murals on NCC property, on city property, on restaurants, on OCH buildings. We're the funder. We receive applications, and then we manage a selection committee, and then we work with the agencies to help them with their project in any way they need. The painted up murals have a great positive effect on the community because it beautifies the community, and because they're done by community local youth, there's a great sense of ownership that goes with that.
City Councilor Ralston King also sits on the board of Crime Prevention Ottawa and expresses his wholehearted support for the program.
You know, it's a wonderful way to ensure that youth have an opportunity to be involved with the beautification of their neighborhoods. It serves to ensure community safety, because if there are murals, then there aren't tags and graffiti that might be gang associated. And when the community looks better, it feels better about itself. They're community driven, so community organizations come together and they are the ones who apply for these grants and work towards the coordination with youth to really undertake those types of projects.
As former president of the Overbrook Community Association, Councillor King has also participated with others and supported the creation of Painted Up Murals, embracing the program and its grants for the community and its youth.
I've been involved in both sides, so now I'm a member of the board of the granting agency for these initiatives, and at one point I was involved with an organization that was a co-applicant to receive this type of project. As a city councilor, obviously this is a city program. I am always happy to promote these high-quality city programs that really are working to improve community safety and community quality of life. I think in many ways, this program has been successful because of the multitude of engagement that occurs with youth, with community groups, with the artist community, and because of its goals. I think it's multifaceted, but that's the wonderful thing about the program. It brings together all sorts of people and organizations to really kind of create a communal benefit for the neighborhoods.
For CHUO-FM, I am Lauren Rolston.